here's a story from The World.
In Ecuador, they're a step closer to choosing their next president. The Electoral Council there just announced the top two candidates are headed for a runoff. There is a third candidate, though, who is accusing fraud. It's a tough time for Ecuador. The elections come at a time when the current president is deeply unpopular and when COVID-19 is hitting the country hard. Michael Fox reports.
It was 2 weeks after the election, past 2:30 a.m. Sunday morning, when Ecuador's National Electoral Council finally confirmed the victory of the top two candidates. Andrés Arauz was the clear winner, with almost a third of total votes. He's a 36-year-old former head of the central bank and a close ally of two-term President Rafael Correa, one of the key figures of Latin America's so-called leftist pink tide. Arauz spoke with Democracy Now! Last week.
To have a large opportunity to unite the progressive forces of Ecuador.
His challenger in the runoff will be Guillermo Lasso, a 65-year-old conservative former CEO of one of the country's largest banks. He's also a longtime Correa adversary in his third run at the presidency. But this has not been an easy election in Ecuador. The third candidate missed second place by 0.4% and has been claiming fraud. His name is Yaku Perez, and he's from the indigenous Pachacutic Party. Everything is in the hands of the National Electoral Council, he told supporters at an event last week. They are the ones who are cheating us. A partial recount was held at his request and suspended last week by the country's Electoral Council. Perez is now leading a march of indigenous movements that's supposed to arrive in the capital, Quito, tomorrow. In this video posted on Twitter, they chant, "Yes for transparency, not fraud." Yaku Perez is from Ecuador's Azuay province, where he fought water privatization in the early 2000s, and he was jailed for his anti-mining activism under the Correa government. Perez is a complicated figure. Although he's been called a leftist for his environmental policies, on social media, he's also vocally supported coups against leftist governments in Bolivia and Brazil. He previously backed the conservative banker Lasso for the presidency in 2017. That's Guillermo Lasso, who beat him for second place in this election. Mark Becker is a professor of Latin American studies at Truman State University, who has spent decades researching Ecuador's indigenous movements and Yaku Perez's indigenous Pachacutic political party.
There are deep, deep divisions within Pachacutic. There's a left and a right wing. Yaku Perez represents the right wing.
Perez has presented little evidence detailing exactly what electoral fraud may have occurred, says MIT election researcher Jack Williams.
Fraud is incredibly difficult to do, so it would be likely that there would be some sort of accusation of to what the mechanism would be if fraud actually had occurred.
I reached out to Williams because in the days following the election, as votes were still being counted, Yaku Perez was actually in second place, though just barely. At the time, Jack Williams was tweeting that the right-wing banker Lasso would pull ahead, because the ballots left to be counted were in more conservative areas. That is what happened.
It was already showing that there was going to be a really large margin for Lasso, especially in Quito and Guayaquil.
Regardless of the fraud claims, though, Yaku Perez's indigenous party made huge gains in the first round. Pachacutic had never before received close to 19%. Its representatives also picked up 22 seats in the National Assembly. It's now the second largest party after frontrunner Andrés Arauz's Centro Democrático, which will control 51 seats. Other left parties also made gains, a sign of the huge rejection for the current president, Lenin Moreno, whose approval rating is in the single digits. Decio Machado is a Spanish political analyst who has lived in Ecuador for more than a decade. He says the administrative capacity of the Lenin Moreno government has been horrendous. The country was already facing an economic crisis, which the pandemic has made even worse. Moreno faced huge protests in October 2019 after accepting loans from the IMF and imposing austerity policies. He fled the capital, Quito, and was forced to rescind the measures about 2 weeks later. Ecuadorians also blamed the president for failing to respond to the pandemic. The country has one of the highest COVID-19 death tolls per capita in the region. Enough of the pillage of our country, said one Ecuadorian in a video posted on Twitter. He was covered in snow at a polling station in Queens, New York, and had been waiting in line for hours to vote in the first round. He He was one of 120,000 Ecuadorians registered to vote from within the United States. These thieves need to get out, he said. The question now is how the political forces will line up in the coming weeks. It's not clear which candidate Pachakutik and other voters will now support. In other words, there is a long way before Ecuador has a new president. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.